from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report, and I'm Saul Gonzalez. Later today, Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than 100,000 customers in Sonoma, Napa, and Lake counties, as well as the Sierra foothills because of hot and dry weather conditions that raise the risk of wildfires. PG&E says it will decide by noon whether to pull the plug. Meanwhile, in Santa Barbara County, authorities are warning residents that starting tomorrow, SoCal Edison might turn off power to areas between Gaviota and Point Conception because of the wildfire risk. The power shutoff could last multiple days, according to the county. Cutting power is controversial because of how it might affect the elderly and people who are sick. Here at the California Report, we've been following criticism of State Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara. Now the advocacy group Consumer Watchdog is demanding a criminal investigation of Lara. That after he received tens of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from people with ties to the insurance industry. The group suggests the contributions may have been laundered and might have been bribes aimed at getting Lara to approve the sale of an insurance company owned by Berkshire Hathaway. Here's Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog.
These contributions didn't come directly from insurance companies. They came from associates of insurance companies, people on the board of insurance companies with different occupations, and the relatives of executives of insurance companies. So they were disguised. About $50,000 in contributions.
Lara has returned some of the contributions. In a July interview with the California Report, he acknowledged he had made fundraising reporting errors.
This was an honest mistake that fell through the cracks. And I, you know, my mom says, own up, always own up to your actions and correct them. And that's what I did.
Lara says his office released his calendar and public records that show the meetings and their purpose. Let's turn to tech now. Facebook says it's suspending tens of thousands of apps that were featured on its site because of privacy concerns. And that's a timely segue into a new poll of 5,300 likely California voters commissioned by KQED. It found deep suspicion of how tech companies use personal information. Rachel Miro has more from our Silicon Valley desk.
With California's landmark data privacy law due to go into effect next year, 56% of those polled by KQED's political breakdown team and Change Research sided with the statement, "I want to know what's being done with information collected and have control over what's done with it." Only 5% agreed with the statement, "I don't expect my personal information to remain private." In a similar fashion, even as Uber is promising to push a ballot measure allowing it to use gig labor, 44% of likely general election voters polled sided with the statement, "I want to know what workers think," before weighing in. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
In San Diego County, after days of testimony, a judge has ordered John Timothy Ernest to stand trial on one count of murder and three counts of attempted murder for the April shootings at a synagogue in Poway. In the courtroom, a synagogue member, Oscar Stewart, testified about what he witnessed.
I heard screaming, people yelling, "Get down." I saw the defendant fire two rounds. I saw the muzzle flashes from the rifle.
After the attack, Ernest fled and called 911, saying, quote, "I am defending our nation against the Jewish people who are trying to destroy all white people," unquote. Ernest then surrendered to police, who seized an AR-15 assault rifle and five magazines of ammunition. Ernest also faces a charge of arson for trying to set fire to a mosque in March. Prosecutors have not said whether they'll seek the death penalty against him. Ernest has pleaded not guilty. Let's turn to the ongoing legal battles over the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies. The American Civil Liberties Union is asking a federal judge in California to stop the administration from continuing to separate families at the border. The ACLU says about 1,000 children have been separated from their parents, even after a court issued an injunction last June to stop the practice in most cases. KQED's Michelle Wiley reports.
Federal officials say the injunction allows border agents to take kids away from parents for their own safety, say when a parent has a criminal history. But the ACLU, which represents migrant parents, says the separations fly in the face of state child protection standards and is asking the court to reassess its ruling. Here's ACLU lawyer Lee Gallant.
What's interesting about the government's position is they're claiming these fathers and mothers are dangerous to their children, but the minute the parent agrees to be removed, they're happy to reunite the parent and child and send them back to their country.
Federal Judge Dana Sabraw says he plans to make a decision soon. For the California Report, I'm Michelle Wiley in San Diego.
San Bernardino County is the biggest county in the U.S., nearly twice the size of the state of Massachusetts. And San Bernardino County now has a big problem. It needs to get a new supervisor after a Superior Court judge ruled that the county's Board of Supervisors violated the Brown Act. That's a more than 50-year-old state law requiring transparency in government. From KVCR, Benjamin Perper reports.
In December of 2018, supervisors appointed Don Rao to James Ramos's vacant 3rd District seat after he won election to the state assembly. But the process the board used to appoint Rao violated the Brown Act, California's open meeting law. In her decision, Judge Franchi found the Board of Supervisors met in secret to narrow down a list of 48 applicants to only 13 who would get interviews. She ruled that violated the Brown Act, which requires processes like this to be conducted with public input and access, and rendered the appointment null and void. The issue now goes to Governor Gavin Newsom, who will appoint Rao's successor. Michael Gomez Daly is with Inland Empire United, a political advocacy group that challenged Rao's appointment. Daly says he just wants the process to comply with the Brown Act.
It'll probably be one of our main goals of ensuring that it's an open, transparent process that gives justice to the residents of District 3.
San Bernardino County spokesman David Wirt said in an email that the county denies any wrongdoing and has filed an appeal to the decision, staying the judge's ruling. For now, Rao remains a supervisor. For the California Report, I'm Benjamin Perper in San Bernardino.
This morning, we're launching an ongoing series we're calling Spacing Out with Danielle Venton. We'll explore the cosmos and stay up to date on all things astro. And we're starting today talking about the autumnal equinox, which for Californians was today at 12:50 a.m. Danielle Venton, KQED science reporter, joins me now. Hi, Danielle.
Good morning, Saul.
So let's start with the basics. What is the autumnal equinox?
This is the start of fall in the Northern Hemisphere, and it marks the time when the night is as long as the day. And the word equinox has this meaning in it. It's from the Latin equis, meaning equal, and nox, meaning night. So that's about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of dark, depending on your latitude. That might be off by a few minutes. I looked this up. So I'm in San Francisco, and my day today is going to be 12 hours and 7 minutes long. And where you are in LA, your day is going to be about 10 seconds shorter.
So when we talk about the equinox, what exactly is happening up in the sky, up in space?
All right. So if you imagine a line extending out from Earth's equator, this is when the sun's path is in the middle of that line. And what that looks like from Earth is that the sunset tonight will be due west, no matter where you are, San Diego, San Francisco, Crescent City. And during the summer, the sun sets to the north of that point. And after tonight, the sun is going to be setting more to the south of that point.
And how does this really affect the seasons or change the seasons one way or another?
So we know that the Earth's rotational axis has a tilt as it's orbiting the sun. And during the fall and winter, the northern hemisphere is where we have more dark than light. And so that means less heating from the sun, and that cools the Earth down and lets us do things like build snowmen and go skiing. And at the same time, the southern hemisphere, they're entering their spring and they're getting more light than dark. So they'll have longer days and they'll get to go surfing and have barbecues outside and stuff like that.
And is it like correct to think, as I do, that, you know, the autumnal equinox is really freighted with cultural importance over history? I mean, I think of equinox and I think of like ancient ruins or ancient customs meant to mark the equinox.
Yes, absolutely. Ancient cultures have always put great importance on these 4 points during the year. We can see in ruins that they're set up to have special patterns of light and shadow during these equinoxes and the solstices.
KQED science reporter Danielle Venton, until our next talk about the heavens, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Support for the California Report comes from Bridge Bank, a division of Western Alliance Bank, offering flexible financial solutions to entrepreneurs and to the technology and life sciences communities. Bridge Bank, be bold, venture wisely. Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden by saving energy through simple acts like unplugging unused devices. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
And finally, did you watch the Emmys last night? It was a big evening for shows like Fleabag and Game of Thrones. But in a far less star-studded event a week earlier, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory near Pasadena bagged its own Emmy. JPL's team won for outstanding original interactive programming for its live coverage of the Mars InSight mission. And that's it for the California Report for Monday, September 23rd. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Have a great day.